It's the pink. After Liverpool have beaten Leeds United by 4-3, they have beaten West Yorkshire's worst offering. I've got Andy Heaton, I've got Lizzie Doyle, and I've got Dan Austin. And Dan, let's be absolutely crystal clear about this. Say what you want about that game of football. Say what you want about Liverpool's errors, Liverpool's weaknesses. Say what you want about what didn't go well for the Reds. Say what you want about any part of it. My God, on this Saturday night, are you alive? Are you fucking alive?
We lived it. We felt every minute of that. And that's all that I want from football, especially while we're not able to go. I just want it to be a laugh. And Liverpool were absolutely crackers. And I was made up with it because the whole concern for me about the start of the season has been, well, will we really feel it strongly if you can't go? And if the pubs end up closed again and it can't even really be a social thing. So the one thing that Liverpool can do is be insane to make me feel like I'm a part of it again.
And were you a part of it tonight?
Yes, absolutely. I appreciated it so much. Like if we'd won that game 3-4-0, we'd all be perfectly happy, but we'd be calm. I'm not calm.
How's your heart?
I can tell you
I'm
not
frisky
as
fuck.
And that's
I'm as frisky as the 1993 Grand National winner, Mr. Frisk. That's how frisky I am.
But that's the whole point of football, is it's meant to make you feel like it's fun. It's meant to make you feel emotions, and they did today. And I think an awful lot of last season, as brilliant as it was, they just won relentlessly every single game of football. And it was easy to just become a little bit detached from that and take it for granted. And today, we took fuck all for granted today, whether it was the lads on the pitch or us. So I just thought it was really fun. Yes, we wouldn't survive that every single week. But in terms of Liverpool coming back for a new, very, very peculiar season, That's exactly what I wanted.
There's a Premier League to retain, Lizzie. There's a Premier League to retain. That's what Liverpool have got to do. That's the job that's in front of them. Genuinely, if they'd have dropped points tonight, we would all have been up the wall, feeling like, oh my God, how are they ever going to manage it? How are they ever going to do it? And yet they came out the other side with all 3 points, with a late winner to make it 4-3.
Honestly, it was almost like a perfect start. I think I wasn't that excited. I think because it felt so like it felt like not that long ago that the season had finished, and all of a sudden you've got stuff to play for. I was like, why am I not excited? But I tell you what, the second that whistle kicked off, that fella equalised. Honestly, I was like a mad woman tonight, and it was like I think one of you said actually when you were doing Hot Mic, like your back was to win, and it went 3-3. And even I was thinking, oh shit, like this is the narrative that everyone wants to hear. This is the narrative that the country wants. Liverpool draws the Leeds on the opening day of the season, the Premier League champions, the almighty Leeds who've come back from the Championship to the Premiership the first time in 16 years, and Liverpool have dropped points to them. But did they let that happen? No. Because we are still Liverpool FC, and no matter how many people doubt us, no matter how many pundits decide to say that Man City are going to win this league, even though we pissed it last year, we were there, we got the 3 points, and it was never in doubt.